A second surge on Wall Street.
More bargain hunting spreading from the higher quality to the lower quality stocks.
Shooting at a senior citizen's housing complex.
The maintenance man radioed, he's got a gun.
Tennessee's first execution since 1960.
This looks like it's the end of the road for Robert Glenn Coe.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, late edition. I'm Bill Whitney. This was Super Tuesday on Wall Street. Friday's huge losses faded into memory as the Nasdaq scored its second record one-day point gain, up 254 points to close at 3793. That's higher than it was before the Friday sell-off. And the Dow jumped another 184 points, closing at 10,767. The market's gains were broad-based, with advancers outnumbering decliners nearly 2-1. But Irwin Kellner, chief economist at CBS MarketWatch, expects more downward swings.
We're going to see more and more volatility. You can't have days such as we had on Monday and Tuesday on the upside without having some second thoughts occurring and maybe some major moves on the downside.
Now this.
Reed, I'm leaving. I just need time.
Oh, let's not play games, Celeste. I think we both know where you're going.
Oh, is that right?
Lobster Fest at Red Lobster?
What makes you so certain I'm going to Lobster Fest?
Oh, I don't know. All the mouth-watering lobster prepared in so many new and exciting ways at such terrific low prices. It only comes once a year.
I had no idea.
Stop pretending. I know all about your love of sweet, succulent lobster.
Fine, I admit it. I am going to Lobster Fest.
Then go, Celeste. Escape to Red Lobster.
Every year, there are over 20 million car wrecks in this country. It's not pretty. But people bang out the dents, rebuild them, and resell them to, well, maybe you, bucko. If you're buying a used car, it's a crapshoot. Get a vehicle history report from Carfax.com. They'll give you the real history on any used car. Visit CARFAX.com or ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report. Next time, we will discuss getting stuck with a lemon.
Authorities in Lincoln Park, Michigan, say it was a tenant of a senior citizen's apartment house who opened fire today, killing two women and critically wounding a third. The suspect was captured when police stormed his room. The shooting started after the man was called to a meeting to discuss neighbors' complaints about his foul language. Resident Mary Gladding talked to CBS radio station WWJ.
I understand when he gets to drinking, he gets violent. He cusses and causes a little bit of trouble around here different times, so everybody kind of steals clear of him.
The state of Tennessee is preparing for its first execution in 40 years. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected two appeals from convicted killer Robert Glenn Coe. Not surprising, says CBS News legal consultant Andrew Cohen.
The Supreme Court did what it usually does and what it has done pretty consistently now for the past many years, denying a last-minute request by a condemned killer for a stay of execution. So this looks like it's the end of the road for Robert Glenn Coe.
Coe is 44. He raped and murdered an 8-year-old girl in 1979. Yes, it was a mild winter. In fact, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says the January through March period was the warmest on record. Southern California's reputation for beautiful weather suffered a real blow today. CBS News correspondent David Dow reports.
The residents of Paramount, California still can't believe the windy blast that raised havoc in their town.
Things just kind of came like a freight train and left just as fast.
The storm peeled roofs off buildings, snapped large trees, and knocked out power to 17,000 homes and businesses. The wind ripped up dozens of mobile homes with a force that amazed Fire Battalion Chief Ron Magnuson.
We've got trailers that weigh several thousands of pounds that have been knocked off their foundations.
Elsewhere, the storm brought hail and up to 4 inches of rain and dropped a spring snowfall on Southern California mountains. David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
President Clinton's on the road promoting efforts to make technology accessible to the poorest Americans. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller is traveling along.
At the big Chicago trade show for the computer and internet industries, the president urged executives to do more than they already are to bridge the digital divide. He prodded them to contribute more computers and software to schools and sponsor more training and internship programs.
I'm asking you to do this because it's right. And I'm asking you to do this because America needs it to have a continually growing economy.
The president tried to make the wealthy executives feel obliged to join his efforts, telling them it was not only the morally right thing to do, but would help their businesses produce more skilled workers and more customers. Mark Noller, CBS News, with the president in Chicago.
A Continental Airlines flight to Fort Lauderdale returned to Houston shortly after takeoff this afternoon. Dozens of passengers felt nauseous after noxious odors filled the cabin. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
These days, it's especially important not to lose sight of the simpler things in life, like hitting the snooze button four times and still being able to sleep in. Turning on the TV to find your all-time favorite film has just started. Or the taste of real ranch from Hidden Valley, now available in new single cups. Here's a chance to enjoy one of your favorites, where you want, when you want. Portable, simple, and still Hidden Valley. Anytime, any place.
The problem with high-volume digital imaging is the high cost that comes with it. Introducing the Ricoh Officio 850. Ricoh ends the era of high cost, high tech. Fully networked, it prints on demand and works with electronic files and hard copies. The only thing missing is the high cost. Call 1-800-63-RICOH. We're in your corner.
It's been another day of waiting in the Elian Gonzalez case. A federal appeals court has yet to rule on the government's request for an order that the boy be handed over to his father. Doctors will soon have a new type of antibiotic in their arsenal against infection. The Food and Drug Administration has approved Zyvox for use against the most drug-resistant bacteria.
This is an important alternative. There's only one other drug on the market right now for treatment of such infections.
David Ross is an FDA medical officer. Zyvox is made by Pharmacia, which says it will be available within weeks. Tomorrow is the fifth anniversary of the bombing at the Oklahoma City Federal Building that killed 168 people. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato joins us live.
On the ridge just behind me here, crowds already are gathering to stare at 168 bronze and stone chairs placed on a gentle slope. Bob Johnson, head of the Oklahoma City Memorial Trust, is moved by an American elm tree that somehow survived and thrived.
It was surrounded by burning cars that day.
You can still see, it looks like scorch marks there.
Without question, its bark has been scarred, but yet its leaves are flourishing.
President Clinton will be among those dedicating this memorial on a spot that many here consider sacred ground. Live at the Oklahoma City National Memorial, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Time on the roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
Nortel Networks presents A Minute on the Internet.
I'm Alan Weber, founding editor of Fast Company magazine. Last week we talked about how big businesses profit from sharing resources made possible by the Internet. Those same principles can also benefit smaller businesses. How can they use the web to build quality partnerships? Small businesses can develop alliances with larger businesses to fill in service or product fulfillment gaps. Businesses in smaller markets can become virtual distributors and local installers for products sold by larger companies. The Internet can help small companies take advantage of alliances and reap the same economic benefits as the big boys.
A Minute on the Internet is made possible by Nortel Networks. We're building the new high-performance Internet, and it's more secure than ever, enabling businesses and their customers to confidently share information and conduct e-business. Visit NortelNetworks.com.
When Dan Oswald presided at his granddaughter's wedding last Saturday, it was the 2,000th marriage he's performed since becoming Justice of the Peace in Craighead County, Arkansas. That was in 1989. Oswald says he's married couples from as far away as Africa and Malaysia. Some weddings have been planned well in advance, but many have been impromptu. Oswald says he's even gone to hospitals and done them between contractions. That's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, April 18th. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.